Cutting the Curd is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheeses that win more awards than any other state or country? For more information, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby, broadcast live to the cosmos on the Heritage Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Ann Saxelby. My co-host is Sophie Schlesinger.
Hi, everybody.
You can tune in to Cutting the Curd and many other fabulous programs on the Heritage Radio Network at heritageradionetwork.org. Anyone who hasn't visited the site lately should really check it out. The site's been revamped, and there's a whole news segment now as well. It's getting really fancy and like NPR-y.
It's pretty cool. And there's all these little news clips on the front page, like 1 minute long, 2 minutes long, so you can kind of just like fill yourself in every day of what's happening in food.
Yep, it's really great. So today's show, we are happy to have with us back for the third time, maybe, Adam Moskowitz.
I think at least the third time.
I've actually lost count, but I have a really bad memory. So
me too. So we're on the same page there. So Adam Moskowitz, organizer of the now Bi-Coastal Cheesemonger Invitational.
What?
And later in the show, we're going to be joined by Perry Solos, who is the winner of the recent West Coast Cheesemonger Invitational, which was concurrent with the San Francisco Fancy Food Show.
Which I think you actually I think competed against Perry in his first one, which was the second one.
Yeah, totally. Oh man, I gotta get back in the ring. I don't know.
You really do.
I want to, you know, it was interesting at like Top Chef. At first, it was like awesome chefs, and then they started doing Master Chef, and then Top Chef felt like more like a sous chef trying to be a great chef.
Yeah, you need like a master.
A master monger thing. Yeah. Where like, you know, like imagine getting like Rob Caulfield to go against Steve Jenkins, to go against like Jason Hines. Like, how awesome would that be?
That would be freaking amazing.
Really cool.
Right? Yeah. That would be amazing. They might. Who knows?
Really? Like Isan and Ari.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine?
That would be so great. I'm like geeking out right now.
You have
that would
to
be so
do
great.
That.
Oh, never happened. I wouldn't. Like I feel like I could accomplish like most things, anything I put my mind to, and I just having a great idea never gonna happen.
Maybe you know what it would happen for.
ACS.
If you made everything a fundraiser for Daphne, they would do it.
You know. That's actually a good idea.
That would make a lot of money for the Daphne Zeppos Teaching Award.
It will.
It will.
Yeah. I mean, well, shout out to Rachel Jewell, by the way, for doing an excellent job administrating that.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. Yep. Go, Jewell. I think that is actually a really good idea.
Very sneaky of us to hatch that plan on the radio in front of all of our listeners on Cutting the Curd without telling them first. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, yeah, I think it's possible. I think it's definitely a goal to work on.
We
could put that on the action item list.
I'll help with that.
And like, you know, it's going to take a lot of coercing.
Yeah.
You know, some of those guys don't really like me, actually.
Oh, come on.
I know. You know, I think I've rubbed a couple of them the wrong way.
Well, you know, we can all unite for good cheese in the end. Yeah.
You know, the truth is like the great thing about the specialty cheese business is, not only is every cheese special, everybody thinks they're special too. And so, you know, they're all special. So
we're all special, Adam. We're like snowflakes.
Yeah,
exactly.
One of us is a little
bit different. I'd like, palates are like snowflakes, no? I mean, do you think we all taste the same flavor?
No.
No, I thought you meant palates, like actual palates of cheese.
Wood palates.
It's my double entendre. I came up with it last night. Last night I couldn't fall asleep because I was wondering, who am I? What am I? What do I do? Right? And I figured it out very simply. I'm here to push palates.
Yeah.
And I do it literally and figuratively.
Yeah. I like that.
And or double entendrely.
Yeah.
Double entendrely.
You're doing both all the time.
Yeah. Well, Larkin pushes pallets and Columbia Cheese pushes pallets.
Yeah.
And Cheese Mine Rotational pushes pallets.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What pallet I'm talking about, that's up to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is actually a very funny sidebar, but you pushed some more interesting pallets than you might realize. I had a meeting yesterday with State Senator Daniel Squadron about the new Essex Street Market. And he said, hey, he's like, did you compete in that cheesemonger thing last year? And I was like, I felt very embarrassed. I was like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't. He's like, I go every year. And I was like, you are awesome.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. Squadron's, New York State
Squadron,
Senate.
Squadron's been down with Cheesemonger Invitational for years.
Representing.
Shout out to Daniel.
Yeah.
I think he's a good man, and I'd like to see him progress further
in our
New York situation.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
That's so funny.
All right, so let's talk about the West Coast invite. So how was it?
It was awesome!
Well, obviously.
It was my whole goal with it, every time we do it, my simple goal is I want people to come up to me and say it was better than last time. And I got to tell you, ever since the second one, that's what we've been going for. That's what we've been happening. And it was just magical again. Like, I was really nervous we wouldn't be able to get that electric energy that, like, I feel like we cultivated at Larkin.
Well, yeah, because it's like home court versus visitors court.
Right. It was a country away. I mean, like, do you know how big America is? It's like 3.5.
It's like going to another country.
It's like 3.5 million square miles. Like, it's so.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, and I've never done it at Larkin. And not done it at Larkin. So not only were we not doing it at Larkin, but we're doing it across the country. And I am so proud to say that it was freaking awesome.
How did it go? How was the logistics? Where did it take place?
Shout out
first
to Byright Commissary. They were the key logistical landing point for it. We had like three pallets going out there.
Wow.
We packed up CMI into three pallets, and the Byright Commissary took it. And then we went out, Liz and Michelle and I went out on Wednesday, and Samantha and Jonathan from my Columbia team also were there. Well, Samantha lives there, Jonathan came out as well, and we just went at it. And then, like, through the days, like, more people were showing up just helping, and we had tons of volunteers. I think there was, like, 33 or 35 people on staff, because I didn't actually have volunteers. I had paid staff. I pay people. Which I think is really an important thing about what I stand for with CMI, that, like, I give back, like we've given a DZTA every time, and our staff gets paid, and it's not that expensive for what you get from a ticket point of view. And so, yeah, I don't know, it was great. Go ahead.
I'll
keep talking.
People?
I'm sorry.
No, how many people? So how many competitors, how many attendees?
33 competitors, actually. We had two no-shows, which really hurt my feelings.
Hmm. Are they banned from all future CMIs?
Maybe they got scared.
I'm not going to say they're banned from all future CMIs. I mean, are they personally banned? I mean, they'd have to make a really good impression on me. But the stores themselves, I wouldn't say are banned. But, I mean, it's like, it kind of, you know, I like letting things show what people are. Like, people show their true colors. Like, and so,
yeah,
let it be.
Yeah.
So 33, and we had, it was really like awesome and great that, but bizarre at the same time that two out of the top three were East Coast. You want to guess how many people from the East Coast actually were participating?
Okay. So out of 33, I don't know, 10?
Two.
Whoa.
No. Two of 33 from the East Coast, two in the top three. Wow, that's impressive. So are you going to start like a rap war, like East Coast versus West Coast rap? Like, is there going to be like cheesemonger beef across the United States?
Like, well, I mean, first, do you, so in that scenario, am I like Sean Puffy Combs or am I Suge Knight?
Well, I mean, geography would dictate your Sean Puffy Combs.
Woodward, Puffy's in the house. Good. I would say no, because this is really the whole concept behind Cheesemonger Invitational is fostering community and pursuit of best practices. I like to call it like Monger Appreciation Day. The thing that's most exciting is I'm actually ready to make Cheesemonger Invitational a 2-day event. Now, instead of a 1-day event, that's going to be the big news.
Wow.
Of the show, yeah. CMI, the
breaking
next
news,
the next CMI yeah. will be a 2-day event. The first day will be dedicated to introduction, orientation, education, and workshops.
Wow.
And then the second day will be the competition, both prelims and finals. And it will allow both aspects, the education, camaraderie, and community aspect, to really have a day to breathe. And then it's going to give the competition and the elements of the competition even more time to really let the manga showcase their skills.
And that's nice, too. Like, if you're a new cheesemonger, you can, you know, still participate and kind of see what's to come in that second day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very much used to being under a lot of pressure. I live with a lot of stress, so I just assume everybody else is the same way. I didn't realize it's a really strenuous day for the mongers. I mean, I want to give a round of applause for the mongers, because it's like a 14-hour day when you like include like partying, you know.
It's like a marathon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No. It's a marathon. It's like totally a marathon, and what happens is like. Yeah, it's just, I think to continue on the trend of, damn, it was better than last year. I think we got to go 2 days.
Mm, that's awesome. I like it.
Yeah.
And it makes it it's like a value add for the people who are entering to be able to do workshops and things like that. You know, it's like really, in the fancy food show being like right nearby, you know, it really kind of adds to the whole experience. You can go to the food show, you get your workshops, you get to compete. Super fun. You know, it's really smart.
I'm like imagining really like a bunch of mongers sitting in a circle and it being like a wellness
kumbaya
group. Yeah, where like everybody just goes around the corner and they're like, I love cheese, and this is why my job makes me want to kill myself. And that's what I'm really hoping, is that that's going to be the workshop.
I had an experience like that once with Kurt Dammeyer from Beecher's Cheese.
Yep.
We were sitting in the basement.
Yes, I think I was there with you.
I think you were there with me too. And he asked everyone about their cheese journey.
Yeah.
Maybe he could facilitate. He was like, "What's your cheese journey?"
Yeah, and it was for American Cheese Month. Yeah,
yeah.
I really like him, and I actually
he's a great guy.
Thank you for bringing him up. Do you mind if I give a shout out to the hosts of CMI?
No, please do.
Okay, so I would like to give a special thank you to Vermont Creamery.
Oh wow!
Columbia Cheese, Cowgirl Creamery, Redwood Hill, Jasper Hill, Essex Street, Neil's Yard, Beecher's, Cypress Grove, Point Reyes, Formaticom, Rogue Creamery, Springbrook Farm, Bellwether, Marine French Cheese, Olympic Provisions, California Artisan Cheese Guild, and McClure's Pickles.
Yeah. Wow, what
I'm
a
very
list.
Hungry.
I like that list, right? Doesn't that make you feel like...
That's awesome.
You know, and you want to know why? You want to know why that list is so good?
Why?
Because I know how to say no to people. we want to be a part of it. We want to be a part of it, and I'm like, yeah, no. Sorry.
So what's the criteria?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
secret.
It's secret.
It lives on the palate that is Adam's brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Cheesemonger Invitational is actually owned and operated by the Cheesemongers Guild. And if you know the meaning of the word guild, then you can understand how
there's some secrets.
I'm just not allowed to tell you.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, because I have a big mouth. I just can't.
You have an oath.
Well, that is an impressive list.
Did you just
of
call
sponsors.
Me an oaf?
No, you have an oath. An
I
oath.
Do, exactly. Yeah. Oath. I'm sorry, I feel
never.
Tired.
T-H.
T-H.
Now, let's talk about, okay, so Byright, they facilitated
Logistically, Byright facilitated it. We did it at a place called Public Works, which is an absolutely cool place. I basically, like, did a poll of people that I trust, and they all gave me, like, 3 to 5 names, and then I collated those names, and then I went out there and spent, like, 72 hours just, like, bombing spots, checking it out, and Public Works was just place that just kept popping up. I'll be honest, when I first walked in, it's actually a club. Like, the night before, they were actually banging with like superstar DJs till like 4:30 in the morning, and we rolled in at like 8, and like they were ready to go. But I will admit, when I first showed up, it like smelled like beer, and I like walked in and was like, I'm not doing it here. Like, I'm just not doing it here. My senses are exploding with this nastiness. But I was told that this smell would be tempered for our event, and I'm glad to say that cheese won out.
Yeah,
cheese usually wins.
Yeah, especially grilled cheese, raclette cheese, fondue cheese. Like, cheese won out.
Watch out. All right, so I have a question for you. about just like the vibe and feel of the event. How was it different, West Coast versus East Coast, being in your home space versus being somewhere else? Did you feel like there was a different energy to the event, or was it kind of the same because it's the same wonderful group of people?
Well, first, shout out to Liz Thorpe, because she's incredibly organized, and she kept us and it incredibly organized and executed. So I'd say that's a large part of it, that we just keep getting snappier with the actual execution, the turning over of the stage, the mongers, the seminars, etc. I think it was also, you know, and this is, you know, possibly another big announcement. I think CMI might never be held at Larkin again. Yeah. I mean,
It's a big risk for you as a business owner.
I mean, I get insurance.
Sure, but you know, still, it's
It's a lot. It's not even so much. It's just, it actually sincerely and profoundly disrupts my workflow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Monday, we still got to wake up and go to work. Like the cheese got to keep moving.
Yeah. And you basically transform your space into a new place.
Yeah. I mean, And so it's just a lot of work, and it's in the middle of nowhere, and it's not really geared for it. Like one of the interesting lessons that we learned by doing it at Public Works is that by them being this space that has done events sort of like this, is they were like ready for us. Like
bada bing, bada boom.
Instead of having to like wonder like what do we need, they gave us an itemized bill.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you could get this, you could get this, you could get this. And it was like, oh, yeah, perfect. Yep, ding, 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 ding.
Did you get a smoke machine?
We did not get a smoke machine just because I think, nah, dude, it's not good for the cheese.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
And I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted a smoke machine. I wanted bubbles. It's just not good for the cheese. It's a lot of cheese there, man. Like, yeah, so imagine. So here's the cool thing about it. It was a two-floor venue with a side room upstairs. So, like, the main floor had a stage and had a mezzanine area. And then off of the mezzanine area upstairs, there was another room that also had a bar. And so downstairs, we had all of the hosts and their tables, and they all did like stunning, stunning, absolutely outstanding presentations of their product. I mean, there was like a Montgomery cheddar tower that literally was like 8 feet tall. And then upstairs on the mezzanine area, we had the food server stuff. So we had like, I don't know, I think like 6 different types of raclette going on, and 4 types of fondue, and a grilled cheese guy that was doing like 4 types of grilled cheeses.
Wow.
And then we had in the other rooms where like we did the exam, and then for the perfect bite, the monger set up there. So, and what we did this time too was the perfect bite was now just part of the food experience for the guests.
Oh, did they vote on it?
We didn't have everybody vote on it. We just had them.
The judges enjoy. Just decided.
The judges voted on it.
Yeah. Okay, but like that though. That's cool.
Yeah, well, actually, one of my goals of the next one is that we're going to actually have more of the mongers getting involved in the judging. Right, I want peer on peer judging actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like that's one of the benefits of going to go into 2 days is that we'll be able to extend the various elements of the actual competition and give the mongers, for example, after they all prep their perfect bites, an opportunity to go and sample each other's bites.
That's cool. Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we've got to get Perry on the horn before we like keep the camera in. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get Perry Solos, who's the winner of this year's West Coast CMI, on the phone. We'll be right back.
The Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board are proud to underwrite Cutting the Curd on heritageradionetwork.org. Wisconsin cheeses have an illustrious heritage of more than 170 years of quality and craftsmanship. During this long and rich history, the art and science of cheesemaking have been captured in time-honored traditions that produce cheese varieties of unsurpassed excellence. Today, Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheeses that win more awards than any other state or country. To learn more, visit www.eatwisconsincheese.com.
my God, make a shit soaked.
And we're back. That was Adam freestyling, if you were wondering.
Yeah.
So was that actually on? I don't think that was on.
I don't know if it was on. Know. It might have just been
we
for
put
us.
A little bit of it on.
Yeah, I think Jack put a little on. Yeah.
Thanks, no, Jack.
Don't sneak attack me like that.
It could be a YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are back on Cutting the Curd. I'm your host, Ann Saxelby. My co-host is Sophie Schlesinger.
Hi, everybody.
We're here talking about the first ever West Coast Cheesemonger Invitational with Adam Moskowitz, who is the organizer and founder and the winner of this year's competition, Perry Solos. Thanks for being with us, Perry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Great. Congratulations. Hi,
hey, Adam. What's up, buddy?
No, dude. How you doing? I mean, Virginia's getting some crazy weather, right? How you feeling?
I'm a little sick this week, actually, so I'm at home. I've been home all day, just relaxing, enjoying my time off.
Basking in your win.
Yeah, dude. Don't touch cheese if you're sick, bro.
Doing spreadsheets and doing new signs.
Oh, nice. There you go. Getting all the stuff done you can't get done in the store.
Love it.
Yes.
So, congratulations on winning the competition. It's very exciting. So you work for a store called Arrowwine in Arlington, Virginia. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
So
I was 15 years old, yeah.
15, that's amazing. Could you have imagined when you were 15 that you would still be working there today?
Absolutely not, no. cheese won my heart, you know? So. Aww.
That's absolutely. The best.
Is it really the cheese? Yeah, I mean, is that like, and if so, like, what was it like one special moment? Like, tell us about this cheese date that happened where you were like, you won my heart.
it was more of like a long courting, I think. You know, it was definitely more something like every day, you know, just a little bit more. Something new would come in. It would just be like, wow, this is so awesome. And just as the case builds, you know, and we got into a lot of new stuff. It was just, you know, I couldn't help but turn away. And then also meeting awesome people along the way that really inspire you to do better in your craft and really put in your, you know, hard work and effort because everybody else is. So
who are some of your mentors throughout this process?
Well, my big mentor, you know, of course, is my boss, Doug Rosen. He's been my number one supporter, like, since day one. You know, he's always helped me out with definitely growing as a retail side of things and seeing more of the big picture. But cheese-wise, Aldo Molina, he was like my serious Italian guru mentor that, you know, I learned most of the craft from. Unfortunately, he passed away 2 years ago from cancer. So, I mean, you know, that was definitely for him. Big up for him. So.
Yeah.
Big up, man. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's really special.
Yeah, I definitely credit most of my craft and knowledge and, you know, learning how to cut parm and, like, all the basics you have to do all from him, so.
Wow.
Was he at Arrowwine?
Yeah, that was all at Arrowwine. Mm-hmm.
Yo, can you say over the air what Doug has done for you since you've been a champion? Like, how your shop has decided to get you back?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, definitely. Doug's, you know, unfortunately been in France the last 2 weeks doing his side of business, you know, that's the other benefit of working at an awesome wine shop is, you know, Doug actually goes and does all the hard work in the vineyards and meeting all the, you know, hanging out in the cold, freezing cellars in February.
The hard
so,
jobs.
yeah. So, you know, but so I haven't really seen him much. But yeah, he's definitely reached out and, you know, I'm getting married in April. He's, you know,
help me
pay for that and also the honeymoon and stuff like that as a reward for winning.
Is that you hear that? For winning, his boss is giving him a honeymoon as a reward.
That's amazing. Wow. That's a pretty awesome boss, yeah.
Mongers out there internationally, nationally, if you want to work for a great guy, go to Virginia, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's like a family at Arrowwine. I mean, like I said, I've worked there 13 years since I was 15.
Wow.
He's looked out for me since day one. So.
It did it in the last CMI. Who took second place?
Second place? It was...
Katie Carter.
Guy from Charlottesville. No, Katie got third.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, well, see, I always think she's ahead of herself. Yeah, so Katie took third. So Arrowwine took third last year as well.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some serious, some serious chops there.
Yeah. We love cheese at Arrowwine. You know, we take it seriously. So
what do you think gave you the edge in the competition? What was like, yeah, I'm curious about that.
Definitely my 2 years of prior competing. I mean, like,
no doubt.
I remember I remember my 2011 debut there. It was like, I totally was like, I went in there, I was like, oh, I work behind a counter all the time, I can go in there and just wing it. And I quickly learned that was not the case, and I had a great time. And
dude,
I
people. You were one of my favorite. From he was in the second year, he was in the third year. Katie went in on the fourth year, mm-hmm. And Perry, you were one of my favorites since the first time I met you, man. Your energy, you're like you. Here's the thing: like, knowledge is great, and like, mm-hmm. but it's dangerous because knowledge can make someone really, really pretentious, and like that's just like ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I love about you, bro, is that like from get, you're just a warm fuzzy bear. You know what I mean? you're a warm fuzzy bear, and like. You are the spoonful of sugar to help the knowledge go down, and like that's why.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, dude.
It's yeah, like, I like to be a warm, fuzzy bear.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody's ever watched any of the CMI videos, but like there was one snap where Perry's like, "That was the hardest test I've ever taken in my life."
No joke.
Yeah, and
way harder than the SATs. I'll tell you that.
No doubt. Yeah, are you CCP?
No, I haven't done that, no.
That's next. I know, yeah. We all got to get on that bandwagon now.
Yeah, huh? You CCP?
I'm not CCP.
Are you CCP?
No.
I don't have time or the money.
I
have the time.
You know,
I have the time. I heard the test actually isn't that hard.
No, Greg O'Neill, you know, he wants me to do it. Now that I've won, I get to meet all these awesome cheese celebrities that I've, like, watched from the distance.
Well, you're cheese.
You know. And, you know, meeting Ann Saxelby and, Steve Jones was awesome. He was so sweet to me after I won. You know, it's just like, to me, I feel like I'm part of like a guild.
Guild,
you know, now with the other winners. And I'm looking forward to what the future has. It definitely is for me, and just in a few weeks, is like I'm planning a bunch of different things with people. You know, they want to come to D.C. now, which is awesome.
Everyone's dope.
Yeah,
I go by Irvine. I've been Irvine.
Have you been, absolutely. Sophie? Sophie lives in the D.C. area.
I just arrived back in D.C. and I've got to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a trip for sure.
Yeah,
got it. Awesome. We're going down to a wedding in Virginia in July, so we'll come visit you on the way down.
Yeah, yeah, do that.
So
yeah,
Perry, you've done CMI three times. What is your opinion about, like, what is CMI to you, and how's it changed or evolved?
Oh, it's so much better. I mean, like, every year you guys, like, they get it so much tighter and cleaner. And, you know, I mean, I remember the first year, you know, we went to do the blind tasting part, and it was all just, like, at one table, you know. And basically, you know, we were elbowing people, like, get out of my way, you know, like.
I thought you had to fight.
It's like the Hunger Games. And,
I loved that. Yeah. I thought it was raw. I thought it was like the gauntlet. But, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, it totally was. And it was fun.
But it wasn't that professional. You know,
yeah, me, I'm a warm, fuzzy teddy bear, you know. I didn't want to fight nobody, you know. Like, I'm just trying to do my thing.
I just want a piece of cheese.
Yeah, you know. So, no, but now, you know, you have more time to think about it, especially with the written exam. You know, it's all laid out. It's definitely more conducive to, you know, being successful. But helping me, you know, helping me tremendously was that I had prior knowledge of what to do, you know, what to expect, and, you know.
So do you think that we're actually truly testing the skill set of a cheesemonger?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I mean, at least it made me think out of the box. You know, I spent weeks on, you know, doing a bunch of stuff, man, you know, researching for the signs, you know, different rennet types, and playing around with food. You know, I was getting the staff involved, you know, and you can see everybody's eyes lighten up when you start playing around with it and being like, doing, you know, changing what you do normally on an ordinary day. It's so much more fun. And, you know, for us on a retail level, you know, I don't have a kitchen. I don't have somewhere to go play and, like, really experiment with cheese. So doing a little bites like that where you can't cook anything, it's really fun. And it's more challenging, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Tell us about, like, so one of the challenging things about the perfect bite is there's, like, 33 people, and they all want me to have their perfect bite, and you just can't do it because, like, you'll get sick.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, but I did eat Perry's, and it freaking blew my mind.
So, what was it?
Yeah, what was it?
The perpetual goat stopper. It's a little nod to Willy Wonka and also a local chef down here, Michelle Richard, who likes to play around with different breakfast cereals and his food. It's really, it's a grape coated with Redwood Hill Farm Fresh Chèvre and then rolled in Bursten Berry Poppin' Pebble, Fruity Pebbles. And
Wait, a ton of candied ginger.
Fruity Pebbles.
Bursten Berry Poppin' Pebbles. I mean, like,
say that five times fast.
So, well, it was poppers. It's really it was absolutely, and he basically was making these balls of balls of
goodness.
It was just like it was just outstanding.
I like that there's a grape at the center. It gives it a little bit of a healthy, you know, redemption.
It was the coolest center of something ever. What was the inspiration behind it? How did you guys find it?
Well, my whole thing about it was I wanted to make sure that everybody could have it. In prior previous years, I'm not going to name names, some of the judges, you know, didn't eat meat or had a gluten intolerance. So I didn't want to include either one of those in my bite. So I had that going for me, which was, you know, so I was like, I wanted to make sure everybody could eat it. And that was one thing I wanted to include. We brought a bunch of different things into work, grapes, cherries, blueberries, pineapple cubes, a bunch of different things.
So you picked the cheese first?
Oh, I picked the cheese. We got emailed, like, it was like the last week of December or like right before Christmas. And I was like, basically, I looked at the list. I was like, what's Californian? Because I wanted to make sure, you know, this is the first time in California, so I wanted to make sure, you know, those guys, you guys all have been working hard to get it done out there. I was like, it's a no-brainer to use a California cheese. So,
and
then
that.
Plain Chèvre, you can do a million different ones.
Anne's like glowing right now. She's like, oh, he's so sweet.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. I want to try that. Yeah.
So then,
buy some Bursten Berry Poppin' Pebbles and try it.
We tried Fruit Loops. We tried a bunch of different things. Cocoa Puffs. I mean, it was, like, really weird. I had my food processor going, like, nonstop. I was, like, crushing up things. It was, like, pistachios, cocoa powder, chipotle powder. We tried Fun Dip, kind of the sour mix stuff. And, like, we tried a bunch of different things.
Wow.
Well, yo, how did it affect you and your coworkers in preparation for CMI?
What was that?
How did you get ready for CMI? Was it like, were you on your own, or did this become something that, like...
I'm totally a cheese nerd, and I was just, like, sitting at home till, like, 2 in the morning drinking beer every night reading about cheese. Yeah, the norm. pretty much. I mean, that, like, honestly, and like, that's really what I've been doing. I mean, just trying to challenge myself to at least study parts of the business. I don't know everything. And there's always something you can learn. And so, yeah, I try and challenge myself to at least, like, look at different things that maybe I haven't done before. So.
Well done.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. It is a big achievement, 33 competitors to come out on top. And thank you so much for being with us on the show. Sorry, we've run out of time. I want to, like, talk more about, I don't know, Cheesemonger Invitational. Poppin' Pebbles, yeah. Cereal. I know. We'll have to do
maybe I'll do something else awesome and I can come back and talk to you.
There you go. Yeah, no, well...
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit. All right, well, we'll be back next week with another episode of Cutting the Curd, and thank you guys for putting on an excellent Cheesemonger Invitational.
Woot woot! Yo, Perry.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, man.
Perry, you're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.